Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing men need to learn this about women. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing men need to learn this about women. So if you're a man and you want to attract women, there are certain things you need to know and understand. Whether this is a brand new woman or an ex that you want to try and reattract, it's vital you increase your chance of success. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three things that men need to learn about women. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is masculine and feminine energy. Now, I'm a big believer in masculine and feminine energy. And by and large, generally speaking, this would suggest that most men are in their masculine and most women are in their feminine. Now, this isn't always the case. For instance, if you were to find a same-sex couple, you might see one person who is more in their masculine and one person who is more in their feminine, despite being the same gender. Now, when we consider the situation of most men that are going to be looking to try and attract women, we have to consider that in the majority of instances, you are going to be somewhat in your masculine, but if you're not, you certainly need to become that. And that is because most women who are interested in men are going to be in their feminine. Now, there are different degrees of masculine and feminine energy. You could be somebody who's incredibly masculine. You could be somebody who's barely masculine at all. You could be somebody who's very, very, very feminine. Or you could be somebody who is not that feminine when you consider everything involved. And therefore, we need to understand masculine and feminine energy and my basis of polarity of how I believe people can attract one another. And my belief and concept is that if you are somebody who wants to attract somebody who is very feminine, i.e. a very feminine woman, you need to be very much in your masculine. Let's consider a scale. Imagine a scale of 1 to 10, where numbers 1 to 4 are differing degrees of feminine energy, numbers 5 and 6 are somewhat neutral, and then 7 to 10 and moving up the masculine scale. So therefore, what we can see here is that somebody who is ultra feminine would be a number 1 on our scale, and somebody who is ultra masculine would be a number 10. And therefore, that is how I see people attracting one another at differing sides of the scale. So if we consider neutral being about 5 and 6 range, if you are somebody who is in their masculine to a slight degree, but you're attracted to women who are a 1 or a 2, very, very feminine, then what we need to consider here is that you are not necessarily masculine enough to attract them in most instances. Now, I'm really speeding through my concept of polarity here, but I just wanted to get across the masculine and feminine energy concept. Because in today's podcast, we're speaking about what men need to learn about women. Men need to learn this about women. And if we don't get across masculine and feminine energy, then this is going to become very, very confusing. So you now need to consider, what type of woman do you find attractive? Where would you place them on our theoretical scale? How feminine are they? Or aren't they feminine at all? Are they actually in their masculine? You know, that is in the rarer instances, but it's certainly possible. Like I said, masculine and feminine energy are generally matching the gender, but not necessarily. So we have to consider everything at play, how people communicate, how people behave, how people physically look, how people react to certain instances. Everything can be put on a scale, and the average is how we would find where somebody on our scale. So you need to be considering, generally speaking, men, that most women are going to be in their feminine. Most women are going to be on this 1 to 4 scale, and therefore you need to be somewhat on the 7 to 10 scale of masculinity. If you're 5, if you're 6, you're somewhat neutral. You might be just creeping into the masculine, but not really. You know, you need to be pushing further forward within that realm if you want to attract a feminine woman, in my opinion. So once we understand this concept, once we understand that you need to be a certain type of person to attract somebody else, we can understand how it's technically possible for most people to attract another person of their choice, providing you are that key to their safe. You need to unlock their code. This goes the same for women trying to attract men. It doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter what sexuality you are. It just matters that you consider what the other person is on the scale and how you need to be to try and attract them. But also, you need to be authentic. You can only act for so long. So unless you're going to be making permanent change, then trying to pretend to be something that you're not just to attract somebody is going to ultimately fail in the long term. Yes, you might be able to do this for a short while, but unless you make permanent positive change, this is something you're not going to feel comfortable with. So all of this needs to be within your mindset. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is listen, don't fix. So now we understand masculine and feminine energy. This is something that I want you to really, really focus upon, men. If you want to attract a woman who is by and large going to be within their feminine, you have to understand how people in their feminine generally react to certain situations. I say generally because not everybody can be identified specifically. People are people, and therefore you're not going to find a computerized approach where everybody is exactly as you hope them to be on some type of scale or computer algorithm, okay? We can't do this precisely. So what I'm speaking about here is generally. So generally this will be helpful to you, but not all instances. But most people in their feminine are going to want you at times to listen to them. Now, of course, you're likely, even if you're in your masculine, to want somebody to listen to you. But for people in their feminine, it's even more important. But here is the key that you need to remember. You need to listen, but not necessarily fix. You might have a situation where somebody, i.e. a woman, is talking to you about a scenario, maybe they're feeling stressed, maybe they're feeling worried, and you, within your masculine, are naturally going to be thinking, well, I want to fix this. I'm going to sort this out right now. Now I'm going to jump in, stop listening to what you're saying, and just start doing now. I want to take action now. That's what men do. That's what people in their masculine do. They try to sort things now. However, people in their feminine, women, are not going to want you to do this in the majority of the time. Instead, they want you to listen. They just want you to be quiet, listen to them speak everything through, and then if they want help, they will ask for it. Or you might see a clear sign or indication that they want that support. But by and large, if you just stop them speaking and say, right, I'm going to start sorting this out, they are not going to be appreciative. They want you to listen. They don't want you to take over. They don't want you to take charge unless they give you that indication that they would really appreciate it. Most of the time, they want your ear. They don't want you to be taking any type of action unless they give you the go-ahead. That's really, really important because as men, we are most likely going to be in our masculine. We feel like we're problem solvers. We're going to fix things. We're going to sort it now. But most of the time when women are talking, they just want you to listen. So please listen. Don't stop them. Don't interrupt them. Don't try and barge in their way and start doing what you think needs to be done. Instead, listen to what they're saying and react appropriately at the end of the conversation, which mostly will be them talking. You know, it'll be a conversation with you just saying a few things here and there and listening. That's the important thing I'm getting across here. And I'm reiterating it because so few of us men actually listen properly. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase your attractiveness, if you want to learn how to attract somebody new or an ex back into your life, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about men need to learn this about women. And point number three is being a leader is an art form. Now, when I was speaking earlier on about masculine and feminine energy, this is somewhat based upon traits that people showcase, one of which is leadership. If you are somebody with great leadership skills, that would constitute as within the masculine trait section. This doesn't mean women can't be great leaders. It doesn't mean that anybody can't be a great leader. But what it does show is that that is a masculine trait. We all have masculine traits. We all have feminine traits. We all have differing abilities, different skill sets. But that would constitute within the masculine. And if you're somebody who has more masculine traits than feminine traits, then you're going to land and end up in your masculine on the average on the scale. So if you want to be a masculine man because you want to attract a feminine woman, leadership is something very important for you to grasp. But it is an art form, and it's not as simplistic as you might think. First of all, it's important to be a leader, okay? So that is the obvious. If you're not doing any leadership at all, then you're not a leader. And therefore, people in their feminine, majority of women, are not going to find that attractive. If you're somebody who want them to lead 24/7, all of the time, all instances, they are likely to find that very unattractive. Most women like men to be a leader. But what does being a leader mean within a relationship? Well, this is where the art form comes in, because it's not cut and dry. It's not something where you can just say, right, I'm going to say do this, this and this, and therefore I'm a leader. No, that is when you're crossing the line. And this is the problem that people have. Some men think they're leaders when they're actually being controlling. Being a leader is not being controlling. There is a fine line and you need to make sure you never step over it. I'm going to give you an example, an analogy of if you were to take a woman out for dinner. Let's just say you've gone to a pizza restaurant, okay? You've gone to a pizza restaurant, you've sat down. Now, what are you going to do from here? Now, one option is you're going to say to your date, what would you like to eat? What should we eat? And the woman, the person you are with, your date, they're going to say something which you then react to and say, yeah, that's a great idea. I'll have that as well. Okay, well, that, in my opinion, is not good leadership skills. You might be thinking you're doing the classic lady's choice. But in my opinion, that's showcasing a distinct lack of leadership skills. And I would believe most women would be turned off by that. Most women would not like you to be asking them to choose the meal that you're both going to have. Remember, we're saying that you're in a pizza restaurant in this instance. So let's just say another alternative, which is you think, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the complete opposite. I'm going to say, we're ordering the margarita. We're ordering the margarita. I'm going to order it. That's what we're going to eat. Now, hopefully you can see that that is the other end of a scale, which is not good either. That is being controlling. And we've already said being controlling is not good. It's not going to attract a woman. That is not leadership skills. That's being somebody who is a control freak. That's not good. You need to find balance. And this is what I suggest you do instead. If you're at the pizza restaurant, I suggest you say, hey, I'm going to order a margarita. Would you like that? Now, what does that show? That shows leadership skills. You're making a choice for yourself. You're also asking if she would also like this pizza. She might say yes. She might be really happy that you are offering a choice and she wants to go with it. However, she might say no. And that is absolutely fine. That's what we're talking about here. It's giving her an out. So there's the difference. Option one was you asking her to choose. No, there's no leadership there. That's not attractive. Option two is you saying, we're having the margarita. Okay, that is not leadership skills. That's being controlling. That's not attractive. Option three in this instance is you saying, I'm going to have a margarita. Would you like this as well? That is showing leadership skills, but it's showing an out. It's giving an opportunity for her to say, thanks, but no thanks. I'd rather have this. Now, that is just one scenario of how you can see leadership taking place. But it is an art form. If you go too far, it's controlling. If you don't go far enough, then it's showing that you don't have that masculine core, which is attractive to most women. Like I said, most women are going to be in their feminine. People in their feminine are attracted to masculine skill sets, masculine behavior, masculine aura. If you want to be a man who is attracting a woman, you need to be in your masculine. But you also need to make sure that you feel comfortable. As I said at the beginning, if you act, if you pretend, you can only do it for so long and you will get found out. You might want to evolve your personality, grow as a person. That's fine if it's natural, if it's real, if it's authentic. But please remember, you need to be yourself. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.